zoning ordinance for the zoning map as requested by the applicant. After each application's announced, Mr. Lank will give us a resume of what happened at the Planning and Zoning Commission and tell us about any recommendation or lack of recommendation from the commission. After that occurs, the applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and state their reasons for asking that the application be approved. Council may have questions of the applicant or any witnesses called by the applicant. After that, any persons who are present who have a question, an opposition, or a concern about an application will be given a chance to speak. When you come to, if you wish to make a public statement or question or present an opposition, come down to the speaker stand, state your name and your address, if you would, before you make your statement. The applicant will not be allowed to question people who are here in opposition and vice versa. If you have a cell phone, please turn it off or turn it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission has deferred, then council will do likewise. Are there any questions regarding the procedure? Mr. Lank.
Yes, thank you. First application is change of zone 1613. It's the application of Bayshore Plaza 2 LLC. It's an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a C1 general commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, for land lying east of Route 24, approximately 1,800 feet south of Long Neck Road, being Route 23, and to be located on 34,386 square feet, more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on June 28th of 2007. The applicant had provided the commission with a packet of exhibits, which there is a copy of that same packet before each of the councilmen, and that packet is a part of the record. We heard comments from DLDOT that a traffic impact study was not required and level of service E of Route 24 would not change as a result of this application. We heard comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division that wastewater capacity is available for the project. We heard comments from the Sussex Conservation District relating to soils. The applicant was represented, or application was represented by Brett Dyer and Mark Davison of DC Group. Linda Dawson, an adjoining property owner, expressed some concerns about location of buildings. She did not want her view blocked by the building or fencing. She likes to look out on Route 24, and she has no objection to a parking lot being placed on the lot. The commission was advised that the building is proposed to be on the northerly side of the property, which shouldn't create a blockage for her view. The commission did defer action on June 28th for further consideration and receipt of the plus comments. On July 16th of 2007, I received a letter from Brian Hall, principal planner for the Office of State Planning Coordination. In reference to this application, it states, thank you for the opportunity to consider the above-mentioned rezoning and proposed construction project within the environmentally sensitive district of the Sussex County. Although the standing memorandum of agreement between our offices would require this project to go through the PLUS process, our office, based upon discussion with the developer and members of your office as well as the site review, this office feels the proposed project is in keeping with the adjacent proposed and existing land use activities and will not require the project to be seen by the PLUS process. If you should have any questions, please contact my office. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
Mr. Dyer, are you the spokesperson?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Mr. President, members of council, my name is Brett Dyer. I live at 29460 Cedar Neck Road, Ocean View. I am a member of Bayshore Plaza 2 LLC, which is the developer of Bayshore Plaza. As Mr. Lank has indicated, we're looking for a rezoning of .79 acres of ground. The parcel will be joined into the existing Bayshore Plaza 2 shopping center. And there are several incidents of infrastructure, which I will discuss later, that will also be shared. The important consideration is the property is located within the environmentally sensitive development district. Under the section of your code, the parcel is not large enough to fit within the extra parameters of the process and performance requirements. It is located within the sewer district. Tidewater Utilities has service along Route 24 for the central water system. There are no wetlands, there are no historic or cultural resources, and no endangered species located upon the property. It is located within level 1 and 2 of the state strategies for spending map. And as Mr. Lank has also indicated to you, the PLUS process, which planning and zoning had asked that we apply for that. We didn't think that it would be necessary, but we did request that, and PLUS said that it was not necessary. If you look at the site plan, you will see that there's a cross access upon parcel five of Bayshore Plaza. Mr. Davidson from DC Group will show you that on the drawing. The cross access will be a dedicated permanent cross access easement to this particular parcel. We have comments from DLDOT with regard to that, and they had indicated previously that there was a need for another easement to the Cheeseman property, which we have already provided, and a multimodal path to East Street, which is also being provided. The stormwater management will be, again, tied to Bayshore Plaza 2 stormwater system. And, excuse me, there will be, as when you look at the final product, assuming the rezoning is granted, it will appear as though this is part of the overall shopping center. We believe that the rezoning request is appropriate, given the fact that the adjoining properties are commercial, being the Bayshore Plaza 2, being Bayshore Plaza 1. If Mr. Davidson could point out, I believe that the commercial, those are zoned, as you know, commercial. And then as you go across the Route 24, there are two parcels there, which are actually Bayshore Plaza 3, which the Peninsula Nursing Home will go on. There's another property, DMR Properties. And then further, there's two other larger parcels, used to be the Hall Properties. Those are both zoned commercial. And likewise, there are several commercial uses, Wilmington Trust Company, as well as the Food Lion Shopping Center, and then several properties along Long Neck Road. We will, and we've agreed to place a fence along the south side of the property as well as the rear of the property to protect the residential homes that are at the at that adjoining property line. We will abide by the customary setbacks. And again, we believe that it's consistent with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. For those reasons, we would respectfully request that you would grant this rezoning.
Anyone have any questions of Mr. Dyer?
What's the height of the fence?
What do we agree? We have a 6 foot. We have an existing fence behind Bayshore, and I believe this would be a 6 foot fence also.
That's why I asked the regulation, because there's a parking lot there with in excess of 10 vehicles. It would be required to be at least 6 foot of privacy fence or natural hedge to block the lights mostly.
Right, and I think that's the same size fence. It would be the same fence that exists on Bayshore too, and we would continue that around. And I believe that's a 6 foot as well.
Is that dumpster little sign there in the back corner? Is that what that is, in that little black, that little dot there in the corner? Up against Sherwood, yeah, up there. Is that the dumpster site? Is it possible to relocate that? It doesn't seem fair to have those residential properties on the other side having to hear the dumpster come in at whatever hours and smells and everything. So can we relocate that closer to the building or to the other site or somewhere?
Put it over there, or further, yeah.
Okay, on that other corner, so could you denote that somehow? It doesn't seem...
That would end up being placed by the loading area.
Or whatever, just...
Right, off the loading area, that would be fine.
And is there a particular tenant you have for this spot?
No, not at this time. We don't have a...
Is it one tenant, two tenants, or how many, what is the building going to be like?
How many square feet is that marked on the site plan? Seven? I think at this point, it would be fair to say that Giant is supposed to begin construction, I believe, in August, and we have several people that are looking at this, but until I got the rezoning, I didn't really go forward with any degree of definitivity.
But engineering department, I mean, Lawrence, I mean, is there any negative comments from any of the agencies that were not presented to us?
Delta basically said level of service E, which is the maximum community development on, would be not changed as a result of this application due to the size of the parcel, especially with the access being from within the existing facility. County engineering basically said that the wastewater capacity is available. That the 6-inch lateral that exists may not be adequate for the proposed use or if the parcel redeveloped. That's a typical comment. The soil weren't noted any problems in the soils. It's only agency comments we got. Mm-hmm. And if they get approval for the use, then they still have to go, or for the rezoning, they still have to go back to the site plan and get all agency approvals before they can proceed.
Is there anyone else you plan to have speak?
No.
Is there any member of the public here who has any concern or questions regarding this application? Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized.
Make a motion, we defer.
Close the public hearing.
Close the public hearing.
Well, planning zoning is waiting for plus comments. Do we want...
But they still haven't made a recommendation.
No.
No. Well, the plus comments were received, but we didn't have this item on the agenda to act on last Wednesday.
Okay.
So it'll
all
be
right
on the next agenda.
Are the plus comments available to us today?
No. The plus comments were that they waived the requirement that it go through plus because.
Okay.
Of the
oh,
okay.
All
that's
right.
All it was. Okay.
All right. I have a motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Rogers, to defer on CZ 1613. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. I'm sure, Mr. Dyer, you're familiar with the defer. We put it back on under old business, and you do not have to be here. Watch the agenda. We'll put it on and give you an answer.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is conditional use number 1688, the application of Richard Bell III. To consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an office, storage building, and storage yard for a contracting business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 5.96 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 9, also known as Georgetown-Lewis Highway, approximately 2,000 feet west of Route 321. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on June 28th of 2007. The applicants provided a packet of exhibits which have just been passed down to council and are part of the record. We heard comments from DelDOT that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the level of service E of Seashore Highway will not result in a change by this application. That the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division referenced that the site is not located within a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. The Conservation District provided us information about the soils. Tony Smith of Clean Cut Interlocking Pavers Incorporated and Mark Davison of DC Group were present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support. George Dick, a resident living across Route 9, was present in opposition and expressed concerns about spot zoning, putting 6 acres into commercial use in a residential area, traffic congestion, increasing traffic, noise from trucks, dumpsters, and loading and unloading, business hours. That trucking activity should be on truck routes, that truck traffic impacts other traffic, and that this use would not be compatible with the existing character of the area. On June 28th, the commission deferred action for further consideration. On July 12th of 2007, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1688 for Richard Bell III for an office storage building and storage yard for a contracting business based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use is in an area where other business, commercial, and conditional uses exist, and the site is immediately adjacent to the sports at the beach complex. Two, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Three, the operation of the business will not generate a significant increase in traffic or noise since the majority of the work will be conducted off-site. Four, this recommendation of approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, the office hours of operation will be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. to noon on Saturday. Business hours in the yard area will begin no earlier than 7 a.m. The business shall be closed on Sunday. Two, landscaping shall be installed to screen the use from adjacent residential dwellings. The landscaping shall be shown on the final site plan, and the screen shall extend to a minimum of 5 feet past the front corner of any dwelling on adjacent properties. Three, one sign no greater than 32 square feet in size and illuminated by spotlights may be installed pursuant to Sussex County Ordinance. Four, lighting may be installed for safety and security around the site. Any lights shall be downward screened and shall not illuminate across any property lines or onto Route 9. Because the property is adjacent to the Sussex County Airport, any lighting installed on the property shall comply with FAA regulations. Five, any fuel storage on site shall comply with all site, state, local, and federal guidelines. Six, the applicant shall comply with all roadway and entrance improvements required by the Delaware Department of Transportation. Seven, the applicant shall not advertise or display products within the front yard area except in the form of landscaping beds and planters. The location of the proposed display shall be described in detail on the final site plan. Display shall set back at least 35 feet from the front property line. Eight, there shall be no parking in a front yard setback. Nine, the mobile home that currently exists on the property shall not be used as an office without approval of the Sussex County Board of Adjustment. And 10, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. And that motion carried 5-0. I received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date since the 28th of June. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
Good afternoon, Mark Davidson with Design Consultants Group, 18072 Davidson Drive, Milton, Delaware. I am here today representing Mr. Richard Bell, who is the owner of this piece of property, and he's also the owner of Clean Cut Interlocking Pavers. With me, representing on behalf of Mr. Bell, is Mr. Tony Smith, who is Vice President of Clean Cut Interlocking Pavers, and he can answer any questions that you might have about the operation. We are here seeking a conditional use on 5.97 acres of land zoned AR1 for the use of an office, a shop, and a material storage area for the Clean Cut Interlocking Paver. This site is located on the south side of Route 9, approximately 1,700 feet west of County Road 321, which is also known as Park Avenue. This site is in the vicinity of other commercial conditional use in various businesses east and west of the site along Route 9 as shown on the first map there on the left. The property is located in investment level 2 according to the state strategies map. This property is also located in a developing area according to the 2003 comprehensive plan. According to Mr. Jim Hicken of the Sussex County Airport, in an email that we received back on June 28th of this year, the property is outside of the runway protection zone, and the only restriction that we have is on the height of the building. The actual site here where the building is going to be located, the height of the building cannot be any higher based on the elevations, and the elevations that we've shot out in the field, the height of the building cannot be any higher than 40 feet approximately based on the information that we received. The building that we are proposing on site is going to be a proposed maintenance building. It's going to be a metal building, and it will not reach the 40-foot height, and the county's requirements anyway is 42 feet. But based on the on that information for the runway, 40 foot would be the maximum height that this building could be. This property is not in a floodplain. There are no wetlands on site. The existing entrance located on the site will be upgraded to a commercial entrance and will meet all DLDOT requirements. As was stated, there's no traffic impact study was required for this property. There is an existing septic on site located where the existing house is right now that's going to be the office. The existing septic will be utilized, and we will have to get an authorization to use permit from Denerac. The water on site will be from an existing well that's located on site, and if a new well needs to be placed, we will get the approvals from Denerec for that. Stormwater for the site will be handled on site. Any discharge off site will meet the pre-development rates. And at this time, Mr. Bell has reviewed the conditions that were set by the Planning and Zoning Commission, and he has no objections to the conditions that were set. And we ask that you look favorable on this application. Thank you.
I got a question for you, Mark. It is a the storage part, and the storage and stockpiling materials would require typically a C1 district. Is that not right? It's permitted. Okay. So this is still residential in nature, and you're doing a conditional use in a residential area. Is there a way that, because I know when they start scooping up materials and vehicles, they start the beeping and the noises, and that's where we get most of the complaints. And it looks like you've put this initial storage area, and it shows you're going to have some future storage area later on or something in the back.
That is correct.
Do you have any suggestions on a way that we can maybe relocate or possibly do something? Because it just appears that most of the impact is on that neighboring residential property up there with the storage of that material at this with the way you've got it laid out. Because again, and my only concern is the residential area. What you're asking for is basically a C1 activity in this residential area, which
right.
By using the conditional use, you know, we can permit it, but it's probably not an activity that you would want typically next to residential areas. Is there a way that you can put that somewhere else presently? And
it's something that we could take a look at. We did move it away from the property line 20 feet.
20 feet's not much when you're, you know.
Well, we're going to landscape it, and what we try to do is keep everything. We were trying to
keep in the beginning here, trying to keep the site disturbance to just the one small area here. So it's something that we could take a look at and possibly try and reland the site out here.
The trouble is it's the conditional use. It's now's the time to try to, you know, make sure if there's to alleviate any potential problems. So I don't know if we can look at it later is enough to
satisfy. The houses that are located along here are pretty much in line. Right. The house that's located on the adjacent property here is approximately right.
Well, I know.
And it's something that we could probably move back a
that's,
little bit.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Is it possible to move it back to the center away from the property lines? And that's what I'm trying to get at because that would be the most disturbing activity, it seems, with what he's proposing to do.
Right.
Are they...
get that away, it might be best.
Are they making anything on site? I mean, are they molding the pavers there? Are they buying them?
I can let Mr. Smith come up and explain exactly what they...
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Tony Smith. I live at 10871 Royal Court, Lincoln, Delaware. I am president of, Clean Cut. Mr. Bell is having some medical problems. That's why he isn't here. All of the pavers are made basically in New Jersey. They're shipped down here pre-wrapped on pallets. And most of our deliveries are done directly to the home sites, their own cells. We recycle in our yard very little because of the fact that if we had the tractor and trailers come and deliver in our yard, then we got to load them all back up and take them out. So most of ours, probably 90% of all of our deliveries, are delivered directly to the houses. What basically comes back to our job site is we have to order in whole pallets. Say your job is 4.5 pallets. When I get done, I got a half a pallet left over. That half a pallet we'll load on our little stake body truck, bring back to the yard, and store them, which you were talking about, Mr. Cole, in the future storage yard behind the shop. And, in a perfect world, I'd go do Mr. Rogers' job next week and it'd take 3.5 pallets. I'd order 3 and take that half a pallet, but that never, ever happens.
Right, I'm just trying to...
But that's what normally what we have is what we call a graveyard, which is what's left over from not really whole pallets unless...
To throw away and...
Correct.
Basically, it's...
Yes, that's exactly what the storage yard is. But as far as moving the bins, I think what you probably would do, I'm thinking, is maybe like put them behind the shop.
I just don't think it's fair to maybe put the put it so close to a neighboring residential property.
I think what we were trying to do was keep it away from the soil and erosion pond, but they're going to be in concrete bins with a concrete floor, so I don't foresee any problem with us moving that maybe directly behind the shop.
It's more the vehicles, the forklifts backing up and
exactly.
moving that stuff around that people find annoying more than anything else.
And that is probably what we do in the mornings is load our little stake body truck.
Do you sell this product to walk-in trade or homeowners from that site?
No. We buy 75% of our product is E.P. Henry product. It's an E.P. Henry paver, which is sold by Angersteins, which Angersteins just opened up an office, a yard, in Milton. So most of the walk-in customers now go right straight to Milton because they have the ability to have 100 pallets. Yeah, they have 100 pallets sitting there and you can go in there and get it where we got half a pallet, doesn't a half a pallet of that, but no. And most of our interviews are done at the house. When the people call and want pavers, better than 9 out of 10, I'd probably say 95% of the time we go to the house because we have to see exactly where we're working and what we're doing and how accessible it is. Very few people come to our yard. It's even less now than Angersteins is in Milton. They used to come to our yard to see a particular color paver or see what a paver looks like, where now they can go to Angersteins in Milton and there's actually displays on the ground and it's easier for them to pick a color looking at a 5x5 square and looking at two pavers in your hand. So that's even back down on visits from the because of Angersteins.
Are you relocating the business from another location?
Yes, we're currently on Route 1 about 2 miles north of Lewis in a little less than an acre yard, and it's just we don't have enough room. A half a pallet this and a half a pallet that, and eventually you're out of room.
Okay. Any more questions? Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
Is there anyone here who wishes to be heard regarding this application? Let the record show that no one else has to be recognized.
Close and read it.
We will close the hearing.
Is there any, we got these conditions, is there anything in there, Lawrence, you could reference about their
relocating that storage more to the rear of the property and not on the side property line? Is there one of those?
Well, the only
refer to that
number two states landscaping shall be installed to screen the use from adjacent residential dwellings. Landscaping shall be shown on the final site plan, and the screen shall extend to a minimum of 5 feet past the front corner of any dwelling on adjacent properties.
Or just want to add a number, or another number, and
be
just
another number.
Just maybe add another number and just say the storage area.
Located behind the maintenance building.
Well, just yeah, behind where yeah, is that what it is? The maintenance building.
Well, the material storage bins shall be located to the rear of the
yeah, away from the property line.
Chop.
I'll give them a little bit of leeway.
Yeah, and just
so that yeah, I give you the safe rear that way you can move it.
Well, just yeah, and to be a to be determined at site plan approval or whatever, I guess.
Well, that's what basically was said.
Right.
Material storage bin shall be relocated to the rear of the storage of the proposed metal building.
Okay, Mr. Griffin.
An ordinance to amend the. Let's see. Make sure I get the right one here. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office storage building and storage yard for a contracting business to be located in a certain parcel of land lying in being Georgetown 100 Sussex County containing 5.96 acres more or less.
Make a motion we approve the conditional use with 11 conditions as amended by Mr. Lank. In referencing the relocating of the storage.
What's 11th one?
The relocating of the storage. It just references to the.
Did you read that, Lawrence?
Yes. Material storage bins shall be relocated to the rear of the proposed metal building.
Mm-hmm. That a problem?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Jones to approve CU 1688 with 11 conditions. Any questions on the motion? Being none, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record recommendation, I'll change our vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Based on the record recommendation, PNC vote yes.
Mr. Jones?
With 11 conditions, my vote is yes also.
My vote is yes with 11 conditions. Motion's passed.
You're on a roll, Mr. President.
Is this yours too, Mark? You got the next one?
No.
Oh. Checking out early, huh?
Yeah.
Next application is conditional use number 1689, the application of Michael and Nancy Corman to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an automotive repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 30,288 square feet, more or less, lying north of Road 325, 425 feet west of Route 48, and being Lot 30 of the Rollins Manor subdivision. For the benefit of council, I pass down a sketch of the lot with the house and garage existing. I do have a survey of the scene. The commission on June 28th of 2007 had public hearing on this application. We heard comments from DelDOT that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the level of service B of Speedway Road may change to a level of service C as a result of this application. We heard from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division that the site is not located in a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district, that the proposed project is in a developing area of Georgetown. We heard from the Sussex Conservation District in relationship to soil types. Michael Corman was present on behalf of his application and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. At the conclusion of the public hearings on June 28th, the commission deferred action for further consideration and review of the restrictive covenants. July 12th of 07, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Robertson advised the commission that there were no restrictive covenants found in reference to the property. Mr. Johnson said he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1689 for Michael and Nancy Corman for an automotive repair shop based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use will have no significant impact upon traffic. to the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. The property is directly across from the Seacoast Speedway, and there is a hair salon and masonry contractor operating from the subdivision. Three, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, there will not be any outside storage of any type, including but not limited to cars, equipment, tires, automotive parts, scrap metal parts, or other materials used as part of the applicant's business. Two, no vehicles for sale will be displayed outside on the premises. Three, no repair work will be performed outside. Four, no vehicles under repair shall be operated outside. Five, the shop will only be operated between the hours of 5:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and between 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. on Saturday. There shall be no Sunday hours. Six, as stated by the applicant, there will not be any signs on the property advertising the business. Seven, any security lights shall only be installed on the buildings and shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties. Eight, any dumpster on the site shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties. Nine, the site plan shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. And I received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date. That's all I have, gentlemen.
Mr. Corman, are you present, sir?
Council. Michael W. Corman, 22197 Speedway Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Tell council essentially what you're doing, which
Basically, I work at Boulevard Ford and like to work on cars at nighttime just for the extra money. Basically from 5:30 to 9:30 sometimes, and Saturdays. Sundays usually is my day to clean up, stuff like that, get stuff out. And just like file for the conditional use, because at the time when I applied, I thought the racetrack was going to be turned into a development, and I really didn't want nobody saying that I had cars sitting in the yard to be worked on, stuff like that. So that's why I applied for the conditional use.
So you'd be using an existing garage?
Yes, I already got a garage there, yes. Mm-hmm.
Any questions, gentlemen?
No.
Okay. So you're going to continue working the Boulevard full-time?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, so that's why you're 5:30 to 9 or 9:30,
yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in agreement with the conditions, the proposed conditions?
Yeah, number one, it says no storage outside. Usually when I get done with cars, if the customer, I call the customer, and he says, well, I'll be by later on to pick it up. I'll usually set them out there and put the keys underneath the mat, lock the door. I know Planning Zoning asked me see if I would keep cars inside, but it's kind of hard to do if I'm not going to be home or they're going to be late getting there. So I'd like to get, you know, at least have the car sitting out there so the customers can pick it up.
My interpretation of that would be cars that were under repair.
They stay inside.
But if you've got the car done and you wait to be picked up, I would think that would be permissible.
All right.
We should probably include that in number one if that's the condition, so it's not questioned that he can park completed or service vehicles outside for pickup purposes.
Okay. Or just make a 10, just says that any cars that are, you know, have been completed, or the work has been completed, maybe left outside.
Customer
just pickup. So there's not, you know, 10 or 12, or
yeah,
you know, these people never come back.
Usually do 3 to 5 cars a week, that's about it.
You want number five to be 9 or 9:30?
I would say close to 9:30, time we get done.
9:30. Okay.
Okay. Now if that gets developed, they won't have a chance to complain.
I hope not. I like to see it stay a racetrack, to be honest with you, because I work around on Friday nights to help out as much as I can. So.
Well, when they come in and want to do a development, you come in and argue against it.
I did that.
There you go.
Mr. Lank, are we making...
Don't say you're anti-development. These guys, yeah.
Mr. Lank, are we making the exception for cars on which repairs have been completed? We adding that on to number one, or...
Mr. Cole suggested we make that another number so it's clear.
What's it gonna say, so I can?
I was just writing it out, and you can tweak this if you want. Repaired vehicles may be parked outside for pickup by owners.
Yeah.
May be parked.
Easy to understand.
Outside for pickup?
Yeah.
Customer pickup.
Customer pickup.
Customer pickup.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Corley.
Need to see.
Is there anyone here who has any objections, questions, or concerns regarding this application?
Okay, any questions?
Get into comments?
Let the record show there were none. I'll read the title.
Yeah, we can get her solid talk against it, just.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an automotive repair shop to be located in a certain parcel of land, lying being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 30,288 square feet, more or less.
It was suggested that number five be changed until, from 5:30 PM until 9:30 PM, Monday through Friday, and that we add the repaired vehicles may be parked outside for customer pickup.
Correct. Make a motion, we approve CU 1689 with amended number five and addition of number 10 condition.
I have motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mr. Rogers, to approve CU 1689 with the 10 conditions just covered by the amendments of Mr. Jones of 5 and 10. Any questions on the motion? Being none, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Additional business, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I have motion, seconded adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.